Hi, I'm Mike Holvey, President and CEO of the RAB. And welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. We recently attended the NAB show in Las Vegas. Over a five-day period, the convention brought together over 61,000 attendees, many close friends of the RAB. During that period of time, the buzz on the exhibit floor, in the session rooms, up the escalator, in the hallways, it was high. Many key takeaways, including the excitement around innovation that is taking place throughout the broadcast industry and, of course, AI. RAB's immediate past CEO, Erica Farber, and I had the opportunity during the conference to sit down with thought leaders from the industry to talk about what they see coming in the future. Big thanks to Inco and Benstown for allowing us to record live in their exhibit booth during every day of the convention. We also included a few live stream interview events. In the sixth episode of the series, we hear the conversation Erica had with one of radio's great friends, Joe D'Angelo, Senior Vice President of Global Broadcast Radio at Xperi. Joe shares the exciting innovation happening at the company, along with key milestones for HD radio in the car, including hitting 1 million cars on the road and the rapidly growing success of DTS AutoStage. It's an independent media platform that was launched in 2020, now providing radio broadcasters the ability to stand out in today's enhanced automotive dashboard.
This is our last day at the NAB. We're in the West Hall at the Enco booth, and you must be exhausted.
That's an understatement. I am, but it's a good tired. It's a good exhaustion. It was a great show.
Well, you not only have one of the busiest booths, but what you are all doing is one of the biggest buzzes going on in our industry, and it's very exciting.
Yeah. We're very proud of where we are with the technology that we've been able to put in the field for broadcast radio, primarily in the car. HD radio has, you know, really hit a major milestone. We're over 100 million cars on the road. And as hopefully everyone knows, we've launched DTS AutoStage, about 2020.
Well, let's jump into that.
Okay.
Because as much as I hope everyone knows, I'm not sure everyone does know
Sure. What
it is. So give us the whole picture of what DTS AutoStage is.
Absolutely. So I'm sure everyone knows the media landscape is changing in the car. The screens are getting bigger. The connectivity is exploding. You're seeing native integration of other audio services, video services now, and even gaming. So against that complex competitive landscape, Xperi has developed something called DTS AutoStage. It's an independent media platform specifically designed to give radio broadcasters the opportunity to really stand out in a hybrid radio experience, which is the combination of broadcast content, HD radio, analog radio, even DAB radio in Europe, paired with IP connectivity in the car to just enhance the discovery of radio and make radio more engaging. And I think most exciting at this show is it's measurable.
Well, let's jump into that. The heat map is my favorite thing that's going on. But share a little bit about what that means.
Sure. So because cars are connected and we've taken the steps to pair broadcast and IP connectivity, we're able to basically track where every car is and what station they're listening to, and even identify what song or ad they're listening to. We collect all of that data on an ongoing basis. Usually it's every 30 seconds. The longest interval might be 5 minutes. But we get all this information about the radio listening behavior of the vehicle and where they are. We aggregate all that, and then we present it all in a dashboard to broadcasters at no charge. They're now able to see 24 hours later, what their audience flow was like during the day, you know, when did they come in, how the morning show perform, where are the concentration of listeners. They have this heat map you referred to, and it's just it's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, we're giving broadcast radio the opportunity to understand their audience in a way that was never really available before.
So before we get deeper into that, you know, the issue of privacy is on everybody's mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, are we opting in, not opting in, opting mm-hmm. out? But this isn't about Joe DeAngelo's car.
Correct.
So
correct.
Explain how that works.
Yeah, so when the car companies integrate AutoStage, it's the native radio experience. So it's not like there's a special app that you have to start. We're pretty much like a white labeled service that sits underneath the radio experience. And we're also not collecting any personally identifiable information. The way we build these analytics is literally just by observing the traffic out of our system to the vehicle. And it's been rigorously evaluated for both GDPR and CCPA privacy compliance, absolutely required. Many of our car partners, we have 12 of them now, have privacy requirements that exceed the regulations now, even in Europe. And so privacy is absolutely first and foremost in our architecture and design. And so as a broadcaster participating in this platform, you don't have anything to worry about.
And as a broadcaster, you get your station's information,
correct,
not your competitors.
That's right. You you'll only see your data, your data for all your stations. But I will tell you, every broadcaster that sees that wants to know how do they compare against the market.
Sure.
So we're working with the industry now to understand how we can create market views where you can understand where you sit without disclosing, you know, proprietary information around the competition.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of innovation coming, a lot of asks from the industry about, you know, slicing and dicing the data and looking at it differently. And we're committed to the evolution of this platform because, you know, I really want this to be a powerful tool for the industry to compete not only with the audience, but with the agencies as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love the line, you moderated a session, I've lost track of what day it was. I think it was a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
But one of the lines was, radio never looked so good. And yeah. I thought, what a great statement mm-hmm. that we should all be using.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. And it's true. If you get in a new car that has AutoStage, you're going to be amazed by the user experience. You're going to be, I think, enamored with the level of engagement and how easy it's going to be for drivers and passengers now to find content. You know, it's not the old days of tuning in, sitting on a frequency, listening to what they're playing. This is a very rich, data-first user experience like you would see on, you know, any other digital media platform.
Right.
So,
you know, over the years, I know you know this because I would share some of these experiences. I have loved going into local car dealers mm-hmm. to look at new cars. And how many times have I said, hey, does this have HD radio? And the salesperson says, I don't know what you're talking about. So I'm hoping that as the dash is looking better and more exciting, mm-hmm. that at the local level, and again, if they are not, that's an opportunity for us as local broadcasters to help go in and educate our own local car dealers and sellers about what that radio looks like today.
Right, right. I think one of the greatest advances in the industry, really for the industry, is the work that Q Interactive is doing. For a long time, we tried to get dealers to understand what the new radio looked like that was on their lot and the opportunity it presented for them to promote themselves in local spots. Q brought that opportunity to life with what they're doing with RDS, with HD radio, and now with AutoStage. And we are seeing an increase of awareness at dealers of the technology because they're using it to promote their own dealerships. So it's very satisfying to see that ecosystem come together and radio offering even more to probably one of their most important advertising categories.
Well, not only that, but we talk about advertising and growing revenue. There's also a great revenue opportunity there for that local station to grow their revenue.
Absolutely.
Using that dashboard.
Right, right. So, you know, you have this perfect storm of enhanced capabilities thanks to Q and HD Radio and AutoStage, so you can offer a different product, a multimedia visual product. But now we have the measurement platform as well. And, you know, while we're still at early stages in it, we're going to be able to quantify the number of impressions that are delivered on our platform. And unlike HD Radio, the deployment of AutoStage is moving at a much, much faster pace. We're at 6.5 million cars already. And in a market like LA, we have 407,000 cars that are connected, that are using AutoStage, listening to radio every day, and reporting to us where they are and what they're listening to.
And we don't have 407,000 PPMs in the market.
No, it's, you know, and we're not a currency. We're
no,
not,
I know you're not.
We're not representative of the market.
No,
but we are giving you a large number of listener insights.
Of automobiles.
Automobile, right. The drive, the morning and afternoon look great on the audience flow. The daytime's a little light.
Well, and you know, I think you have 12 OEMs in production now.
We do.
And you're going to be rolling it out. You've got more coming.
We do. We have 12 in production from Mercedes, Maybach, Hyundai, Kia, Genesis, Ford, Lincoln, Tesla, BMW, Mini, Nissan, and Infiniti. And we have 6 more that are in the final stages of certification, because every implementation gets tested for compliance with our certification. They will be in the market between now and January next year. So CES next year, we'll be up to 18 cars in production, and who knows how many more in the pipeline.
Wow. How many are there total? I don't even know the number.
Yeah, generally the number is around 43 global car brands. Like when we talk about HD Radio, 43 global car brands support our technology. It's a little different because when you look around the world, there are brands that don't sell in
the
U.S.,
States,
right?
Yes.
So we have to be a little mindful, especially now there's an explosion of Chinese electric vehicle manufacturers, and even some brands from Stellantis that just don't make their way to the U.S. But in the U.S., there's generally accepted about 43 mm-hmm. major brands.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And the really positive thing is we've heard so much about the threat of the radio actually being taken out of the dashboard.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And your experience is that's not happening.
No, I think the opposite is happening, actually. Since we launched this platform and we've given the auto industry a way to improve the user experience and, more importantly, probably standardize it across the world, they are leaning into radio and they are investing in radio, and radio is retaining its prominence. And I'm hopeful that we're going to see an increase in time spent listening because the experience is so engaging and so easy to use.
I'm going to get off topic here, but I was so excited by your panel, and I was talking to your the head of technology mm-hmm. That you work with. And I asked him, you know, in the same building, you have the OEM on the left-hand side of the building and the CMO on the right side.
Right.
And unfortunately, from an advertising standpoint, radio doesn't get the tier one and tier two dollars.
Right.
And I was wondering, as the OEMs look at this being so important, are those two, is that conversation going on within the automotive company for that CMO to recognize, wait a minute, we're building this into our cars,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and why aren't we using audio as a primary marketing vehicle?
Right, right. I think it's a really good point, and What I can tell you is what we're seeing on the TV space. Mm-hmm. In the TV space, as TVs become connected, so they're already kind of hybrid, right. Broadcast and internet connectivity, and you're seeing a whole host of new services come into the TV space. And those brands that are building those sets with that functionality are leaning into these services now to deliver advertising and promote their hardware. I think we're absolutely going to see that in the automotive space. I think the fact that it is measurable now, that it is a global platform, it's going to fit their media mix a lot better than maybe they even appreciated before this platform. So right. I think there's a huge opportunity for it, and I think the platform checks a lot of boxes that the CMO is going to expect from any platform now that they're going to advertise on.
Mm-hmm. So what do you need from broadcasters? How can we help you help us grow?
That's a great question, because if one thing has resonated with me coming out of this show, the value that this platform delivers to broadcasters is recognized. It's enormous. We're going to pursue MRC accreditation. But the more support we have, the more vehicles we get on the road,
right.
The more intel you're going to have about the audience. So what we need to make that whole ecosystem really evolve is, if you're not on the platform...
How many stations do you actually have on the platform now?
It's a hard number to count. We measure content delivery on 49,000 stations around the world. Uh-huh. What we need is stations that are integrated with us, which is free. Participation is completely free on this platform. We need them to send us the live now playing data around their songs, their advertisements, their spoken word segments, live sports, whatever it is. You send us that data, that's what enables us to measure the vehicles. We need more stations doing that. It's very easy to do.
Hey, make your pitch.
Yeah, it's very easy. You know, visit our website. The registration information is all available under AutoStage. As I said, it's free. We have a team that will help with the integration. The more you give us, the more we're going to be able to return to you, and the faster the adoption is going to be on the automotive side. So it's really a virtuous ecosystem, and your participation in it and your contribution is very straightforward. It's very simple. And I think what you'll reap in return for the participation is going to dramatically change your business.
And it does not matter what market size is in.
No, not at all. You saw the numbers. We have, I think, Billings, Montana, or Butte, Montana. We have 900 vehicles. And they're reporting data. And there are many unrated markets in the U.S., but even around the world. There are markets that don't even have rating agencies, countries that don't have rating agencies, and we're giving them the first view into their audience. It's really fantastic stuff.
Well, just the thought, you know, we always talk about radio is, when you're listening to radio, it's closest to purchase time of an item, and now that you're going to actually merge the ad in there as well, and you're going to be able to really see where someone's driving and know in that area on that heat map, you know, where that fast food restaurant is or that dry cleaner.
Absolutely.
It really blows your mind. Yeah. It's so exciting.
And we've had many broadcasters tell us stories. Some have even written articles, guest pieces in the trades, where they are in their market. They're trying to sell a local retailer. Retailer says, you don't have any audience here. They pull out the heat map. The conversation immediately changes, and they're generating new business out of this. And, you know, that's just the first step towards the holy grail of attribution. And I can tell you, we are on that path. We will get there. So it's extremely, extremely exciting. And, you know, I've been running the radio business within Xperi for almost 25 years, and I've never been more excited about the value of what we're bringing to the industry to drive revenue, engagement, and secure the future of radio in the car.
Well, we all know that technology is moving faster and faster, but you guys are moving faster and faster as well.
Yeah, we
so
really are.
So we're trying to keep up with you, and it's fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a great time for radio.
Well, I love that, and I know our listeners and viewers will love that too. So as we let you go, because I know people are getting ready to pack up and put on their comfy shoes, Joe, if you could get all of us to do one thing, no matter what the market size is, what would that be?
Metadata matters. Metadata matters not only for the platforms that we're doing, but if you're on Amazon Alexa or any of these voice-activated speaker systems, describing your station, describing your programming is critical. That's how you will be discovered. That's how the audience will engage with you. Treat your metadata, whether you're music or talk, as important as the audio that you're putting out there. Mm-hmm. The audience expects it, and it's going to be the way that they find you and engage with you, actually now and in the future. So really treat it very seriously, and have fun with it, because it's a very, very powerful addition to your audio programming.
Radio matters because, if you would finish that sentence?
It's a bit cliche. It's live, local, free, scalable. It's the trusted voice in the community. And our work with automakers are actually reinforcing that. When we're talking to automakers now, and for years they were asking us, does radio matter? The message is landing with them. They are appreciating what radio can offer, no other digital audio platform can. So keep doing what you're doing, connecting with your audience, be that trusted voice. The future looks amazing, and you have the tools you need to not only survive, but thrive in this digital landscape.
And radio works because?
Because of you. Radio works because of the talent you have at the station from an engineering perspective, the voices you have behind the mics. It works because you make it work.
You are a great partner to our industry. We talk about it a lot at the REB, but on behalf of the industry, thank you for your continued personal support of what we all do. And thank you for the support of your company and the investment you're making in our future.
You're welcome, and thank you for your years of service.
With Xperi's DTS AutoStage changing the equation for radio broadcasters in the car, Joe is right. Radio has never looked or sounded so good. With its combination of HD and analog radio paired with IP connectivity in the car, to enhance the listener's experience for radio discovery, making it more engaging and now measurable, broadcasters are able to leverage this new ecosystem in many ways. Improved capabilities that are quantifiable for the first time, providing us with the opportunity for our advertisers and also for the car manufacturers, the OEMs, as they are now investing in radio once again. And we are able to retain our place in the dashboard with DTS AutoStage.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.